Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we're able to start our day together in prayer. Today is Tuesday, and this is now the season after Pentecost, the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. Today we start our reading of the book of Ruth. If there are any insights, any questions even that come to you throughout this time of prayer and Bible reading, please send me an email at pastorjim2006@icloud.com. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding word of God. A reading from Ruth, chapter 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to live in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, and they were Ephraimites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of one was Orpah, the name of the other Ruth. When they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she started to return with her daughters-in-law from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had considered his people and given them food. So she set out from the place where she had been living, she and her two daughters-in-law, and they went on their way to go back to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find security, each of you in the house of your husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud. They said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go and be with me? Do I still have sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. And even if I thought there was hope for me, even if I should have a husband tonight and bear sons, would you then wait until they were grown? Would you then refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, it has been far more bitter for me than for you, because the hand of the Lord has turned against me." Then they wept aloud again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. So she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. And may the Lord do thus and so to me, and more as well, if even death parts me from you. When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sometimes everything goes wrong, and it feels as if the hand of the Lord has turned against you. In just a few short verses, Naomi and her husband leave their homeland so that they can eat, so that they can escape the famine in the place where they were born and grew up and called their home. Then in a foreign land, her husband dies and her sons take wives from the Moabites. And just when it looks like Naomi's life has settled down, both her sons die. Sometimes everything goes wrong and it seems as if now in your old age, the hand of the Lord has turned against you. Naomi finds herself especially vulnerable. She's a widow and an alien without anyone to watch over her, protect or provide for her, except for her daughters-in-law. And I wonder how many women like Naomi live in our area, in our state, in our country. It's hard for us to tell. They are more often than not invisible to us. Naomi and people like her live in a different world from us. As we make our way through the story of Ruth and Naomi, it will be important for us to keep in mind that this is the story of a migrant woman who has only her faithful daughter-in-law in the world. And now she is going back to her home country and her kin. And when she gets there, she will still be a poor widow, and so will Ruth. From ancient times, people have moved from one place to another to find food or to make a better life for themselves. Before the pandemic, there were more people on the move in the world than at any time since the Second World War. Migrants and their families are vulnerable, especially if they travel alone, especially if they are women. When we hear stories of families leaving their home country and heading off to another place in search of food, shelter, or a better life for themselves or their children, we should think of the many in the Bible. In fact, some of the greatest heroes in the Bible who have left their homeland and set out to a new place, a new life. Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, the whole nation of Israel on the move from Egypt to Canaan, and now Naomi, and now Ruth. Because while Naomi is returning home, Ruth now is on the move to a new land, to a new people, to the promise and hope of a new life. Ruth has left everything behind her and joined herself to her mother-in-law. Ruth's vow to Naomi is a favorite passage read at weddings. Maybe that sounded familiar to you. It is a beautiful vow, isn't it? A beautiful vow of faithfulness that nothing, not even death, will separate these two. But I always chuckle when I hear it read at a wedding because it's not Ruth speaking to her husband, except for maybe in faithfulness to his memory. It's actually speaking to her mother-in-law. I wonder how many brides would show such passionate commitment and faithfulness to their mothers-in-law. I'm sure there are some who form a special relationship, maybe even one that's much like this one. What a blessing it is to each woman that they should have each other, and it is this special relationship that brings Ruth into the family of God's people in a very special way. And it is this faithfulness of Ruth that really tells us that the hand of the Lord is not turned against Naomi, no matter what she thinks or what she feels at this point in time. That's getting ahead of the story. For now, we must see Ruth for who she is. She is a widow. She is a foreigner. She is entering into the land of Judah as an alien and in faithfulness to her mother-in-law and with hope for a new and better life. If nothing else, then let us begin this day in admiration and awe at all the women throughout history who have had the courage, faith, and determination to make a new home in a new land, and to the God who blesses and keeps watch over those who have no permanent homeland. They are not only beloved by God, but they have become a model of Christian faith, life, and hope. They are the pattern of our lives in Christ as we journey to the kingdom that God is journeying to us to meet and establish in Jesus' name. Amen. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the rain that waters the earth, for the sunshine that brings warmth and light and life, for your new creation in Christ, and for all gifts of healing and forgiveness and peace, for the gift of relationships with each other, especially those between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law, mothers and daughters and women. We pray for the communion of faith in your church. And for what else are we especially thankful for? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially today we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for migrants, for immigrants, for all who are on the move this morning in hope and in search for a better life, for food, for shelter, for your peace. Be with them, watch over them, and grant them a safe harbor. For those who are sick, for those who are afflicted, for those who are bereaved, for all who are working to bring peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, and for who else or for what else are we praying today? Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, welcome the stranger, help the afflicted, and honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.